Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Day two of Uber in Saskatoon.
Right.
Yay. We have Uber, but more importantly, Regina does not have Uber. That's the big positive out of this. We beat Regina once again. And whenever that happens, we like to call our friends at the Wolf in Regina, Chad and Ballsy. I think Ballsy's on vacation, but we'll still call Chad. The last time we called them was after their hit and run. They didn't hit and run someone. Someone outside the Wolf Studios hit and run them, so we gave them $5 to go put it on red at the casino and then just keep doubling up their money. Let's give them a call again here.
Hey, the Wolf.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a feeling I know who this is. I still have your $5, by the way, Clayton.
Yeah, you didn't accept that.
I know I didn't. I'm not taking your money.
That was a gift.
He doesn't need your charity.
So, anything big happened in Regina yesterday?
I know where this is going already. I know that you're going to bug me about Uber. And, frankly, we don't care about it right now, all right? We've got our own ways of getting around by dog sled and such. Although, you know what? Where are you going to go in Uber in Saskatoon? I mean, what the hell is there to do there anyway?
We weren't phoning to talk about Uber. We wanted to phone and talk about Roll Up the Rim to Win.
Oh, what's that?
You guys were just triggered immediately when we called. How bad it's gotten with these phone calls. We can't just call and talk about normal things. No, it's just you assume that we're going to make fun of you.
Isn't it like minus 50 there with the wind chill right now?
It's the bus cancellation show today.
Yeah. What's it there for you, though? It has to be about the same.
No, minus 35 with the wind chill here.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're south of you, so, you know, it's beautiful here.
Yeah, well, we have Uber, so we win. Boom. Yesterday, for Confused Lyrics, it was the gibberish edition. Words that we could not make out. Like, it wasn't any words at all. It was just gibberish. One of the songs, obviously, was Informer by Snow. That whole song is gibberish. The best part about it was, though, was Stacy reading the actual lyrics to Informer by Snow in, like, a completely normal pace and normal tone. Check it out.
So bigger dem are, they think dem have more power. De pondy phone, me say dat 1 hour. Me for want to use one an hour, now call me lover. Lover who call me and a one tam me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Like, lyrics for that song just said normally. Hilarious. So check your email. Check your email right now.
Right now?
I just sent you two chunks of the song. Now, with no proofreading and no nothing, I want you to do the exact same thing. Just read it.
Oh, jeez.
Just read it. There's two there.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
And this is Informer.
This is Informer by Snow, just read normally.
Yes, it's Daddy Snow. Me are the Rome dance mon. Rome between a dancing in a nation. You never know, say Daddy. Me Snow, me are the boom shakataka. Shataka? Me never lay a down flat in the one cardboard box. Yes, say me Daddy, me Snow, me I'll go reaching at the top, so...
You got a little hip-hop at the end there, though.
I started finding my rhythm.
You started kind of going, See, I know, you got to do it normal.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, go second one.
Other one?
Yeah.
And me love her in me hard down to my belly. Yes, me daddy, me snow, me, I feel cool and deadly. As the one MC, Shan-An, the one daddy snow, together we love him as a tornado.
Is that not weird, like, giving yourself the nickname daddy? Like, he's calling himself Daddy Snow. Anyone else that does that, that's weird. Like, if you called me Daddy Clayton.
Ugh, no.
It is day one of Roll Up the Rim to Win.
Oh, my God.
I can't do the rolly R's because I'll sound like an idiot, so I'm not even going to try. I got my coffee this morning. I already rolled up the rim. I'm not going to tell you if I won or lost because no one cares about your Roll Up the Rim to Win stats. Don't post it. Don't talk about it. No one cares. Unless you win the car or, like, a bunch of money or something, then, yeah, brag about it, of course. But if it's like, oh, won a coffee, 1 for 12, here comes Randy. Shut it, Randy, okay? Just shut it.
I didn't have a cup to roll this morning because I asked you to pick one up for me.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, sure. And then you didn't because you forgot.
This is on you, though, because you know I need a reminder text in the morning, okay? This is on you.
Me?
I have a 12-hour rule, okay? I forget things after 12 hours. I'm a goldfish, okay? I can't remember things from the day before. It's the concussions from high school football, I'm telling you, okay?
I see. Okay.
I'm gonna blame it on the old high school football injury.
Just
classic
really
Saskatchewan right there.
Liked a steep tea this morning. Anyway, I forgive you. I know you didn't apologize.
You have nothing to forgive for because it's your fault. I forgive you for not texting me.
So yeah, roll up the rim. It's an obsession in Canada. It's kind of ridiculous. We're obsessed with coffee to begin with, but it's also quite interesting that we actually created a tool for the sole purpose of rolling up the rims on our coffee cups because of this contest. Some guy is super rich because of those little tools that like slice the sides and allow you to roll it up. It's crazy. They say that this year's is bigger and better than ever. 40 million prizes to be given away. They're giving away 40 Jeep Compass SUVs. They've also changed the cups. Do yours look different this year?
I threw mine away.
Okay, does it have little confettis on it?
Where's your cup? Oh, wait. Oh, right, you forgot to text me, and it's your fault.
They've kind of reduced the craziness of the cups. They don't look so much like an advertisement for Roll Up the Rim. It's a big deal in Canada.
The one thing I can't do with the Roll Up the Rim, I can't open it with my thumbs. Like, I can't roll with my thumbs.
Who can?
Some people can.
Seriously?
Some people do it with their thumbs. I get judged on my beer league hockey team whenever I bring a coffee to the game and I do the old
chew, rip
it apart with my teeth. They're like, man, just do it with your thumbs. I can't do that. My thumbs are weak.
Yeah.
I have very weak, brittle thumbs, and I can't do that. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what if someone from Sweden came to Canada and they saw someone on the street doing the roll up the rim thing with their teeth? Like, just ripping it apart. The person from Sweden must be like, what is going on in this place? Like, they must take recycling pretty seriously here. They're eating their own paper cups.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Ready to have your mind blown?
Yes, please.
Orange juice is yellow.
Bullsh**.
Think about it. Google orange juice right now.
Like just orange juice?
Orange juice. Glass of orange juice. That's yellow.
No way. That's orange.
Man, that's yellow.
That is orange.
Like the one up there, yeah, but some of them are yellow.
This? Orange.
But look, this one is yellow. Some are yellow.
What?
Like this thing of Tropicana, is that yellow or orange? Like that is orange. The juice, yellow.
Lighter orange?
Come on, light orange is yellow.
But then, I think it's just because orange happens to be a color, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you don't say grape juice is not grape.
What does that even mean? Grape juice is not grape?
I don't know.
Of course it is.
I have no idea what I'm saying. No, grape juice isn't grape, but you say orange juice is an orange because...
It's yellow.
It's yellow, but it's called orange juice, which happens to be a color. So
but it's also a fruit.
Exactly, and a word.
Grape juice isn't grape.
Good argument. Good comeback.
I got nothing.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I might go on a little bit of a rant here, Stacey. Just a heads up here.
Should I leave? You want me to leave you alone?
It's a sports rant. So you'll want to stay because you're a huge sports nuts. I've wanted to do this rant for a while, and I've kind of kept it to myself because it's like, you know what, whatever.
You're scaring me.
It's nothing serious or anything like that. No, the Saskatoon Blades are really, really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, really good. They're second in the WHL's Eastern Conference. They're 31-13-8. They've had a lot of bad luck in overtime this year. 8 overtime losses, but that means 8 extra points, you know? But 31 wins? Like, that's almost as many wins as they had last year, and they still have 20 games to go. They're really, really good. But for whatever reason, it seems like the stigma that the Blades are bad is still lingering here in Saskatoon.
And I don't get it.
Like, for the past 5 or 6 years, yes, the Blades have been bad. But you know what? Even last year, they were making strides. And if it wasn't for the new playoff format, they would have made the playoffs last year. But because they do this weird division thing now, they did not, because their division is loaded. But the Blades are a playoff team this year. They're so good, and they're so entertaining. They're fast. They're physical. They win a ton of games on home ice. Their goaltender is, like, the most underrated goalie in the league. They got Kirby Dach, who's going top 5 in the NHL draft next year. And yet, people aren't going to the games. They don't get it. Like, why? We've been waiting for a good hockey team for so long in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for the Blades to turn things around and finish this rebuild. And now that the rebuild is over, no one seems to care.
Do you think it's maybe going to take them winning a championship?
No,
to turn
that's
things around?
Unrealistic. And you shouldn't have to wait for a team to win a championship for people getting down there.
Well, of course
not. You just
not.
Have to be a good team, and they are a good team. But I'm the third best team in the league.
Maybe they need, and this is just me hypothesizing, maybe they just need a championship celebration to see that, yes, truly they are the best, and then maybe things would pick up. And I know it's hard to, you know, be like, okay, Blades, go win the championship. But I'm just wondering if that would turn things around.
Is that the kind of sports city we want to be known as, though? We're not going to support a team unless they win a championship?
Well, we're not even supporting them right now when they're doing well.
That's why. You got to support them. They're the local team. You know, they've been here forever. Like, they've been here since the 60s. Mm-hmm. And yet, for some reason, people... I mean, I'm from Saskatoon. I've lived here my whole life. I know the whole, oh, it's the Blades, whatever. Long drive out there, yada, yada, yada. They're good, and they're entertaining. Mm-hmm. And it's not that bad for tickets. Like, today, you buy a ticket, you get another one for $2.
Bargain.
And they're playing Moose Jaw, the team that's chasing them in the standings. And whenever inter-provincial teams play in the dub, it is super entertaining.
Plus, we can bring up the whole Moose thing.
Exactly. The whole Moose, tons of Moose jokes, you know? I don't get it. I don't get the whole, well, it's the Blades, whatever. They're good. They're finally good again. Why is no one excited about it? Everyone should be excited about it. I'm a huge Blades fan, so sorry for yelling, but
you,
like,
heard it here.
You should be excited. Go, Blades, go. So if you like to do some online shopping, or maybe you're checking out a product online before you go buy it, what's the one thing you do? You check out the online reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those online reviews are fake news. And yes, I meant for that to rhyme. It wasn't an accidental Dr. Seuss moment there. There was this business owner in Calgary who was like, man, these online reviews for other businesses don't make any sense. Why aren't I getting these five-star reviews like these similar businesses out there? Did some investigating, and it turns out that a lot of those reviews were from people in the UK. And how can people in the UK use a service in Calgary? It didn't make sense. Got to the bottom of it. Turns out some businesses pay people to give them good reviews online.
And you know,
dum.
I know. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously you rely on the reviews because people read them all the time. And if you can get a bunch of positive ones, why mm-hmm. wouldn't you? It seems like a thing that you would want. Obviously, it's fake and it's not really the right thing to do because
yeah.
you're paying for these reviews. But I know that my husband more specifically, he is crazy. When it comes to buying something, like, for instance, he's been buying, in the process of buying a record player for mm-hmm. about 4 months.
Okay.
I'm going to say. 4 months spent researching which one is best, reading all the reviews, going into, like, so much detail onto which reviews are better, that sort of thing. He will research something ad nauseum to just find out what's best. And now you look at it and it's like, well, are those reviews actually legit?
Why are you chirping Sean here? He's being diligent. He's being patient. Those are all the virtues you want in a husband. And you're like, take more time, Sean.
It's
come
just,
on now.
It takes him a really long time.
Shout out to Sean.
I appreciate it because, yeah. you know, he ends up getting a good product, but it just takes a long time.
I love reading the reviews online because whenever there's a bad one, sometimes the business owner will reply and be like, how dare you give this bad review to my business? And then it starts just a thunderstorm of bad comments. And it's like, here we go, grabbing the popcorn.
Remember that Solar Gardens issue that happened in Saskatoon?
Exactly.
Bonkers.
So entertaining. Have you ever read one of those online reviews where it's like, what? This makes zero sense. Because sometimes those reviews are just garbage.
They are. And we just ordered a stroller for the baby that's on the way. And obviously a stroller, very important. You want to get a good one. You don't want to buy something crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I've been reading reviews like crazy. And like one woman, for instance, bought the stroller. And gave it a 2-star. And I was like, oh, well, what did she have to say about this? Why is it? Because the stroller had been getting really good reviews.
Yeah.
And so I went and read her review, and she's like, great stroller, very compact, easy to use, have no problems. I gave it a 2 because I didn't like the color.
What?
I was like, that's not a legitimate 2-star review.
Like, the color isn't going to save your child or make it more safe.
No,
like,
and maybe you should have chosen a different
exactly.
one because it comes in 4 different colors.
I was looking to buy a goalie helmet online, and this one guy gave the helmet 4 stars, but in his little description, he was like, yeah, it's a great helmet, except every time I get a puck in the head, I get headaches. Why would you give it a 4-star review then? The helmet is to protect that, you know? Like, and then one other one about Charlie Seafood here in Saskatoon, one person gave them a review. It was like, there's too much seafood.
Oh my gosh.
It's a seafood store!